as it relates to Neshama Yeseri, just can't read this Gemara without mentioning the Chassam Sofer that we've mentioned so many times, and that is the Chassam Sofer asks two very interesting questions. This will be the abridged version of it. Number one, the Makar to Neshama Yeseri is a passing in Parashas Kisisa, Shavas Vayinofash. From all the psukim that we have regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, why is this tucked away in Parashas Kisisa? For oi, what's the Makar to the Neshama Yeseri? Vayinofash. After Shabbos, we lose the nefesh. Meaning, the makar to the Neshama Yisera is from the fact that we lose a nefesh after Shabbos. What nefesh do we lose? We don't lose our regular nefesh. Must be what we lose is the Neshama Yisera. So why would the Torah tell us about the Neshama Yisera in a roundabout way? You should know that after Shabbos, you lose a Neshama. Oh, vaystois, on Shabbos, you have a Neshama Yisera. Tell me, I have a Neshama Yisera. Why are we being told about the Neshama Yisera in the context of when we lose the Neshama Yisera? It seems to be a backwards way of saying it. Sanhedrin Chassam Sofer said that what is the Neshama Yisera? Says the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos when Yidu Makabel the Torah, when they said Nasav and Ishma, so the Gemara says Malachi Asharis came down, 1.2 million Malachi Asharis, and two Malachi Asharis tied two Ksarim on each one of the Yidin that was Makabel the Torah. And the Yidin got crowns. What happened was after the Yidin sinned, we lost those Ksarim. What happened to the Ksarim? The Kula Notnum Moshe. On Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the crowns that he had gotten from us after the Cheta Egel, and he gives them to us. And that Matana that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us is what we know as the Neshama Yisera. So what is the Neshama Yisera? The Neshama Yisera are the Ksarim that the Gemara talks about in the Divrei Agada related to Maimon Har Sinai. Ksarim that we would have had forever, every single day of the week, had we not sinned with the Chet Ego, but because of the Chet Ego, we lost it. Moshe Rabbeinu got it, and on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to us. And the Chassam Sofer quotes the Arizal, who said, that's what we mean when we say in davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What was Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi? We got a matana from Moshe Rabbeinu. On Shabbos, we get a matana. The matana that we get is the Neshama Yisera. So the Chassam Sofer said, Gevaldik. It comes out, when did we get the Neshama Yisera? After the Chet HaEgel. Because had there been no Chet HaEgel, we wouldn't have needed a Neshama Yisera. That would have been our Neshama. That would have been what we always had. Because of the Chet HaEgel, so for 6 days a week, we don't have that. We get it one day, now it's suddenly the Neshama Yisera. That's why the Torah mentions Vayinofesh, the parish of the Neshama Yisera and parish of Kisiso. It's immediately after the Chet HaEgel. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says that if you look in the Pesukim, Hashem told Moshe, Leich Reid Kishich HaSamcha, go down Kishich HaSamcha. He tells him about the Chet HaEgel, and then he told him, he said it was literally toich kedei dibur. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Because one led to the other. Because of the Chet HaEgel, lechrei kishi chasamcho. Now you're not going to have these ksarim anymore. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have it. Oh, but at the same time, yisvach Moshe matnas chalke. This is a remez to the fact of vayu of the nafesh. So it says the Chassam Sofer. That's why the Torah mentioned the Neshama Yisera b'derech shlili. It mentioned it in the way of we lost it, because that's really what the Neshama Yisera is. The Neshama Yisera is the shirayim of what we lost. It wasn't a matana, here you have something you weren't supposed to have. It's just the opposite. I'm taking away your Neshama, but I'll let you have it again on Shabbos. So really the whole Neshama Yisera is that it's the remainder of what it is that was taken away, and that's why the Torah mentioned it in this roundabout way of Vay of the Nefesh. But before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. That was just a little Chazar. One Ha'ara. And that is the Gemara said, Amru olav al shamei azake in shekol yomav hayoichel lekavet Shabbos. Matzah behem ana, oim azul l'shabbos. Matzah acheres na imena, meniches ashniya v'oichel asarishoin. But Hillel azaken had a midah acheres. He didn't think about Shabbos in the beginning of the week. Shekol maisav, L'shem Shemayim. Rashi, in his Pirush al HaTorah, on the Pasuk Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, quotes this Gemara. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Zogtei L'Gur Rashi, Tnu Lev, Liskor Tomin es Yom HaShabbos. You should always think about Shabbos. Shem Nizdamin L'cho Chefetz Yofa. If you find a Chefetz Yofa, Tehei Mazminoi L'Shabbos. You should put it away for Shabbos, and in parentheses, Beyo, Dav Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. And the Ramban quotes this Rashi in his Pirush al HaTorah, and he's matmiya. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says what Rashi said. But in the Gemara, it was only one opinion. It was the opinion of Shammai HaZaken, and it was the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ober Hillel HaZaken had a Midah Acheres, and Beis Hillel also had a Midah Acheres. So, Frank the Ramban, how could Rashi be quoting Shammai? There's no way we pass him like Shammai.
We certainly don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So if that's the case, Shammai Azokin and Beis Shammai, this is what they used to do. It's very, very nice. But at the end of the day, Beis Hillel argued. So Rashi is being mefarish a pasuk in the Torah. Zocher is yem Shabbos akachoy tnulev liskar tomin is yem Shabbos shem nizname lecha chefet ziofa teim azmina l'Shabbos. Ramban, that's Beis Shammai. It's Shammai Azokin. It's not Beis Hillel. So because of that, Ramban says that that's not pasuk pshat in the pasuk. In fact, that's not something that's oiska halten. So what then does the pasuk mean? It means she mitzvah she niskar. Meaning you have to think about Shabbos all the time. There's no question about it. But at the same time, you're not oichel l'shem Shabbos. That was the nekudas ha-machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That was what Hillel and Shammai were arguing about. If you find a nice behema on a Monday, you put it away for Shabbos, or do you have betochen that you can end up finding what you need when you go shopping on Thursday or Friday, the Kavod Shabbos? Hillel said you have betochen. Shammai said, Shem nizname l'chachavitz. You want to know if there's a mitzvah called Zochrei Seim HaShabbos HaKadshoi Zeichrei U'tomid? Of course, but Rashi's application of it, Shem nizname l'chachavitz, that's not something you're supposed to do. So I saw Dover Niflo in the Sefer, Oirach Yesharim. So Oirach Yesharim is from Hagoyin Rab Menachem Tzvi Taksin, Sefsoifs of Doivavois Bekever, who we spoke a little bit about in Mesechtis Sukkah. He had a skomas from the Beis Halevi and from Meir Simcha, one of the great Goinim of the 19th century. And he wrote Svarim called Oirach Yesharim. It's two volumes on Divrei Agada. It's on that Sefer that he had a skomas from the Beis Halevi and from Meir Simcha. So on this Gemara, he says something beautiful. He says that he was learning Beya with the Balabata. And they were learning the Gemara and Beya Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Not today's Daf, but Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. And the Gemara over there was discussing one of the many machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to take the pestle that was used to crush things, Lekatzav Aleph Basar, to hack flesh on it. The reason is because the Eli is a Kalish of Malachte Le'isser, and the Shamayol is a Kalish of Malachte Le'isser, you're not allowed to be metaltal, afilu l'tzayrach gufa, even if you know. Beisil matirin, because Beisil is a Kalish of Malachte Le'isser, you are allowed to be metaltal as long as it's l'tzayrach isser. Then the Gemara said that even though Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to take the Eli, the katz of Olav Basnar, however, if you're going to take a board that was used to hak flesh on, that's something that you would be allowed to do. And even if this is a board that you never used before, it's still something that you'd be allowed to do. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Of course you'd be allowed to. The Eli is a chiddush. It's a kelish malachte le'iser. But this board that was used to cut meat on is a kelish malachte leheter. You're allowed to cut meat on Shabbos and Yontem. So it's a kelish malachte leheter. So it's a kelish malachte leheter. Why would you think it's a problem? So the Gemara says, the reason it's a chiddush and the reason this is something we need to speak out is because you could have had a havamina that maybe Beis Shammai holds that after you carry this big board, you're going to have a change of heart. You're going to have remorse. So that maybe you're going to decide, you know something, I don't want to cut my meat on this board, especially if it's a brand new board, and you can end up doing a tircha on Yontif Shaloi L'Tzayrich. So it's for that reason, it's a chiddush that Beis Shammai said it's okay. But the Gemara comes out that Beis Shammai is loy chayshi lemluchi. At the end of the day, it's only the Eli that you're not allowed to use, because that's a kelish malachte lezer. But this, which is a kelish malachte leheter, it's only a question of tircha. Over here, Beis Shammai allows you to do it. So the Gemara says, that's true. U Beis Shammai loy chayshi lemluchi. Beis Shammai's not worried about changing your mind. Beis Shammai Yomrin, we learned in the Brisa, Beis Shammai says, Ein moilichin tabach v'sakin eitzel behemo, v'loi behemo eitzel tabach. You're not allowed to take a behemo and bring it to a butcher on Yontif. You know why? Because there's a concern that maybe you're going to change your mind, and maybe you're going to decide that you don't want to use this behemo. Beis Shammai says it's fine. Beis Shammai says you're not even allowed to bring spices to spice your food, because there's a chashash that maybe you're going to change your mind, you're not going to end up using it, and Beis Hillel says it's fine. So Rav Nachman Tzvi Taksin said he was giving shir, and there was a Baal HaBos that was there, and he asked him a question. He said he asked him a very innocent question. His question was, this is, what kind of machloikis is this Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It's as if they were arguing about everything. Beis Shammai says you're going to take the behema to the butcher, and you're going to change your mind, you're going to decide you want to use another behema. Beis Hillel matirim, and he said a little bit he was being not melagleg al divrei chazal, but he couldn't understand it, and he wasn't letting him go weiter. So he said, I told him, he says, every single word in Chazal has pshat. And even though we don't understand it, and sometimes to us it may look like Chazal were arguing about something that seems so superficial and so arbitrary. He saw it this way, he saw it that way, and in Mela we could start arguing about something. He says, everything has layers of pnimius and this tifkeit of chokhma and kedusha in every single word in Chazal. So he said, you want to know pshat? I'm going to tell you pshat. So he told him, take a look at the Gemara in Be'ah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said that Shammai Azokin had a midah, that whenever he used to see a behemoth, what would he say? He said, this behemoth I'm going to want to use for Shabbos. On Sunday when he saw a behemoth, he was already thinking about Shabbos. He said, every single time he saw something, he always said, you know, why am I taking this? Let me instead take that. Be'isil had a different midah. So he said, it was Be'ishamai L'shitasayu, Be'ishamai who followed the midah of their patriarch Shammai Azokin, who every single time they saw a behemoth, Efshah Besser a behemoth. So Be'ishamai L'shitasayu, that Chayesh L'mluche, that you're going to take the behemoth, you're going to go bring it to the butcher, and then you're going to decide, you know, on the way, you're going to see another behemoth. Forget about this behemoth. I'm taking that behemoth instead. This is a Chushech L'dishmeina. He said, with the tavlin also, you're going to decide, what am I putting in this tavlin? Let me take that tavlin. So Be'ishamai L'shitasayu, he said, this goes to the core of who Be'ishamai was. In the world of Be'ishamai, he said, in the world of Beis Hillel, there's no such chash. So I state in Sefer Oirach Yisharim, this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in the Divrei Agada, Masechtes Be'ah Daf Tezayin Amar.